Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Nyahoda, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you, Doc. How are you doing?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Very well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon once again.
Thank you.
Now, you know, as Christians, we believe that God is the creator of everything. And as the song goes, he's got the whole world in his hands. With that in mind, one might conclude that he should be in control of nature and the fate of our environment. So, you know, surely, Doc, God can keep the world running as it should in spite of humanity's carelessness. Why wouldn't you say, why are we responsible for taking care of the world? I mean, if he's in charge, really.
Thank you very much. Yes, God is fully capable of sustaining the universe, but he has chosen to involve humanity in the care and stewardship of his creation. And for us as human beings, it's a privilege and a responsibility that we have been given to be stewards. And ignoring our duty to protect the environment under the assumption that God would take care of it undermines the biblical call for stewardship.
Mm.
And it also neglects the consequences of our actions. It's actually, if we are obedient, we follow what God has asked us to do. It is God's plan that we care for the world. As back as in creation, in Genesis chapter 1, God actually said he will give dominion of the earth to us as human beings. So it's our responsibility to look after it. And in addition to that,
yes, Doc?
God has given us the free will to say, I choose what we can do and what we do not want to do. So if we use our free will wrongly to say, because God has given us free will, then we do not look after the environment and leave it to him, then we are not practicing that free will correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10, it says, the righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel.
Yes. Well, please continue.
So I was going to say, God desires that we choose wisely, aligning our actions with his will and reflecting his care for all creation.
Mm.
And God's power definitely does not excuse human inaction. We can't say because God is powerful, then we don't act. In Philippians 2, verse 10, it says, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So this is work that we asked to do, and we can't just leave it. Being negligent means we are not honoring God's plan, and we're also not showing love, justice, and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, environmental care is not a distraction from our spiritual responsibilities, but an integral part of living out our faith and obedience to God.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that, Doc. Now, environmental awareness and sustainability have become political issues worldwide, with evangelicals suggesting that the climate change movement is primarily political and ideological in motivation. Where do we as Christians fit into the equation?
Oh, that's a very interesting one, because, yes, it has been politicized. Because it's true. It's a practical issue that's affecting all of us. Climate change, the impact on the environment, and if we look at the poor people in our communities, we were discussing yesterday, and if we don't do anything and say because we are Christians, we are not doing our part. though it is politicized, we can choose how to go about it. If we go to people and we are talking about the effect of the environmental problems we have, and we are talking about it in earnest, we are not just coming there because it's a movement, but we actually care. We show love, we show affection, and we do it in humility, as the Bible instructs us. People will understand, and they will. It will be easier for us to then pass on the gospel of Christ to them. If we say, let's just join a movement for the sake of a movement, then it's not in our interest, remembering that the environment is a biblical mandate for steward, as we discussed before, and we should avoid partisan division. We should not join any political groupings for the environment, but we should stay true to facts, because this is what we have been asked to do. And in addition, if we read Micah 6, verse 8, it says, "Yes, show me, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." So I'm saying, let's prioritize life, love, and justice for people. Let's look after them because they are affected by the adverse effects of the environment, not because of the political arrangement. And when we do so with love, and we do so with integrity, knowing that at the end of the day, our role is in creation's restoration. My last verse on it is from Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, which says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." So it's our responsibility to be involved in the reconstructive part of the earth where we live.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, can our advocacy and responsibility with regards to the environment have an impact on our greater societal influence? And if so, how so?
Yes, thank you. Christian advocacy and responsibility for the environment can significantly enhance our societal influence. When we as Christians engage in environmental stewardship, it aligns with biblical principles and resonates with broader societal values of justice, compassion, and care for creation. And this kind of advocacy can serve as a powerful witness and contributes to positive change in several ways. We can build bridges across worldviews. I think I mentioned that earlier on, where when we advocate for sustainability and responsible stewardship, Christians find common ground with non-believers.
Yes, yes, yes.
And those from different faiths. And we create opportunities for dialogue and collaboration. And while we are doing this, we are not going through it blindly, but we know our faith. So we need to study, understand what is going on from the biblical point of view, as well as to see reality, what is going on. We need to study and be aware of what is going on. So that, you know, when we conduct ourselves with other people, it's a meaningful conversation. And when we then introduce Christ to them, it's actually very easy for them to have something in common with them. And earlier when I also discussed about demonstrating love and justice, like from Proverbs 31, verse 8 to 9, it says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." Normally, the poor people stay in areas that have problems with pollution, climate change, natural resources, and eventually some of them will have health issues. Some can even be displaced and there'll be food insecurity. So speak up for those who can't speak. We are doing the right thing. And aligning ourselves with the global movement for change. Yes, the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, our minds, we should know what is going on. I think that is a point I had said earlier on. We shouldn't go into movements blindly and say, we are told that as Christians we should get into sustainability, but we should understand and get our facts correct before we get into any kind of movement. And when we do so, we must demonstrate a holistic gospel. We must look at human beings. We must look at the animals, remembering the issues we discussed yesterday, talking about the natural environment made up of the atmosphere, made up of water, made up of land. All those resources together, it's our responsibility to keep them together. So I'm saying advocates of the environment can have a profound impact on our societal influence by demonstrating our faith through tangible actions, building bridges across diverse worldviews, upholding justice and love for our neighbors, providing ethical leadership and integrity, aligning with global movements for positive change, and presenting a holistic gospel message of restoration.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, Doc, before I let you go, with what we have discussed today, what's the one thing that you would want to leave with the listener before we close off?
I would love to say, we as human beings are stewards of the natural environment, and it's our responsibility as trustees to look after the natural environment that we've been given, but we do so with our wisdom, with integrity and humility.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Doc, we're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place. But for today, thank you so much. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.